Look what the Lord has done.
Fred John gives through music.
My mind. He saved me, oh, just in time. I'm going to praise his name.
The native elder whose Tlingit Ann Simshian has been playing music most of his 87 years, and much of that time has been spent performing gospel and worship songs. He traveled extensively in his youth with a church group and still is happy to plug in a guitar and belt out a tune whenever he's asked.
Me among us, trying to take the souls astray.
John has been honored with various awards that hang on the wall of his home on the outskirts of the village of Saxman, just a few minutes' drive from Ketchikan.
And this I got from the Salvation Army called Soldier of the Year.
Another plaque was handed to John by Senator Lisa Murkowski in 2010. It's a Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce Award recognizing his volunteer work at the local jail. He still volunteers there. Every week, he heads to the Ketchikan Correctional Center to play for inmates. And John's efforts have made a difference. He shows me a photograph from the newspaper of himself performing for a group of yellow jumpsuit-clad men and points to three of them.
They're playing guitar with me in the church now. They gave their heart to the Lord, this guy and this guy here and this guy here. And I'm standing right there. And they're doing good.
How to provide services for older Alaskans is an ongoing discussion statewide and within individual communities. But like John, many of Alaska's elders give back to their hometowns through volunteer work. Ketchikan's Ed Zastro is another active senior. The 80-year-old frontman for the local AARP chapter advocates for retired residents. He helped coordinate and publish a directory of local senior services, and he was the lead organizer for Pioneer Heights, a senior housing project. Zastro is quick to point to other local residents who contribute.
On a local level, it's almost incredible.
Through his volunteer work as the AARP coordinator, Zastro has to fill out a form every year estimating the hours donated by older volunteers in Ketchikan.
And last year, we put in a little over 2,700 hours of volunteer work.
More than 1,400 seniors are registered for the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Senior Tax Exemption, and that gives a pretty good idea of how many live here. If Ketchikan's statistics follow the rest of the state, a third donate their time. Connor Bell is an economist with the State Department of Labor. He says about 30% of Alaskans 65 to 74 volunteer.
That's lower than the average rate, but those who do volunteer do so at much greater volume.
Bell says national statistics show that while there are fewer of them donating their time, senior volunteers put in about double the hours of other age groups. In Petersburg, Al and Sally Dwyer put in above average hours, playing music and promoting the town's Norwegian heritage. Al Dwyer, the former mayor of Petersburg, has been a volunteer DJ at KFSK for about a dozen years. The 74-year-old also plays piano and sings at the long-term care and assisted living facilities. He was recruited for that gig and says it initially didn't go well.
The first time I went to assisted living, they told everybody in the place about it, and there was probably 20 people there, and all in wheelchairs and stuff. But the piano's facing the wall, so I can't see them. So after about 10 minutes, I turned around, and there was only about six or seven left.
Dwyer says the residents eventually got to know his act and now are more likely to stick around. Dwyer says his wife, Sally, 63, is the real volunteer of the family, so he put her on the phone.
Hello?
Sally Dwyer has been volunteering for the past year at almost the equivalent of a full-time job, working with another volunteer to restore the 104-year-old Sons of Norway building.
We're renovating it, and it turned out to be restoration rather than renovating. And it's required 20 to 30 hours a week at the hall, painting or sanding or lifting boards or stacking lumber or that sort of stuff.
A lot of Sally Dwyer's volunteer work is focused on maintaining and celebrating Petersburg's strong Norwegian roots. But she says she contributes to pretty much any event or group. She bakes, she sews, she quilts.
I did 4 last year, quilts for fundraisers. I'm working on one right now for the jazz band because they want to travel to California in the spring.
So why? Why do these seniors donate so much time and energy? Ed Zastro says it's a desire to give back to society.
There is hundreds and hundreds of hours put in by seniors, and I think the seniors that do that do it graciously because they want to, and like myself, I feel like I owe the community something.
Sally Dwyer says she hopes to make a difference.
Like with making the quilt for the jazz kids, maybe one of the kids will get inspired and end up being a composer or a musician that, you know, does it for his living, or, you know, one of the kids decides to go to music school, I don't know, and come back and teach our kids. You just never know how your little tiny influence will help along the way.
Al Dwyer says it just feels good to help.
You do something for somebody and they feel good about it and they tell you that and you feel good. You know, it's a good feeling to give.
And Fred John? Well, just listen.
And now I sing a brand new song. Amazing grace, how sweet that sound.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.